Okay, great. Thanks for everyone for coming together on short notice. We thought it was important that we get a meeting together in light of some of the challenges our businesses are going, growth that some of the adjacent communities are experiencing. So the thought was to try to put together a campaign that would be something along the lines of River Forest, We've Got You Covered, and to feature some of the businesses here and help provide reassurance to people who are thinking about, you know, they've got to go out to shop. If they know they can come to River Forest and that we're making sure there's no lines are chalked outside, and we're doing an exemplar job of protecting both employees and customers, that we might be able to actually turn this into a win for our community. And so I wanted to put that out there for comment and thoughts.
Well, I think we got to have the buy-in from certainly someplace like Jewel, which isn't doing a great job of it at the moment. You know, so whereas I see Whole Foods, I'm just thinking of some of the bigger retailers. You know, they're going to have to, someone's boots on the ground to have them reinforce it. I know it's an order, but
I don't know. With no penalty
there as well.
And do we have any penalties being contemplated with the order for repeat violations? I think the intent was initially to issue warnings on the front end so that people can make corrective actions. But at some point in time, if businesses aren't ensuring their staff are wearing masks, are there any proposed consequences, financial?
Yeah, I mean, the executive orders do carry essentially local ordinance violation penalties. We have not issued any of the police department has not issued any local ordinance citations at all. Certainly we're looking for compliance. I think the stores have been moving in a better direction in terms of compliance. I know Jewel Osco Corporate has made it a policy that their employees require face coverings, and so they're slowly moving moving in that direction, which is certainly a good thing. So what we're trying to do is with the police department, if we do have a concern or someone has raised an issue, we'll send someone out there to talk to the manager and try to address any questions or concerns they have. We also have a supply of surgical masks. And so yesterday when we went out and notified the businesses in person regarding the village's order, we had a quote-unquote starter kit, if you will, of masks that we gave the businesses that needed them that may not have them. So at least that will kind of get them started. But to be clear, we're not trying to be punitive with these measures and these orders. We are certainly looking for compliance before we would ever get to that stage. Unfortunately, we have not had to get to that stage at this point.
Well, I know our neighbor, Forest Park, issued because I got one of those emergency calls yesterday, as of 1 o'clock this afternoon, to do any, go to any stores, you have to have a mask on. That came from their village.
Yeah, so between the village's order and then the governor's order, face coverings of some sort will be a requirement of both the employees, the essential business, and then also the patrons. Again, our order being phased in starting on Friday and then on Tuesday, and the governor's order starting on Monday. So, or strike that, May 1st. So by this time next week, everyone in the entire state will be required to have a face covering interacting with a business owner. So I think the concept more for you all today isn't necessarily to weigh in on whether face covering policies are good or bad. That ship has sailed, and rightfully so, but more to discuss what other marketing considerations or concepts the village may want to enact as part of that order or anything else regarding COVID-19.
Lee and Eric, this is Katie Brennan. I have a point of clarification.
Okay.
Based on Pritzker's order yesterday, as part of the hope that we can start opening more businesses up, it sounds like he's allowing non-essential businesses open up for curbside or, you know, remote pickup and delivery of items maybe by May 1st?
Yeah, that was what he mentioned yesterday in his press conference and what we've seen in the press release, but I have not seen the official order yet that would outline in detail all that. But conceptually speaking, yes, places like maybe like an Ulta or a DSW, maybe like a Kohl's or other department stores, you could do it on. The theory here I'm seeing is you could do an online order and then come and pick that up.
Right. And so Kathy's order for the face covering only covers essential businesses, and those types of businesses are not deemed essential. So we're going to have to address that middle ground at some point.
But the governor's order would cover those other businesses, though. And so there's two things. There's a further definition of essential businesses that I believe the governor is going to put forward. And then the second part would be the non-essential businesses that could do the curbside pickup. But the governor's face mask order would also, or face covering order, would cover all that as well.
Gotcha. Okay. So that would supersede ordinance that says you need face coverings for only for essential businesses, because the statewide would cover those businesses as well. You would need a face covering to pick up curbside from Ulta or DSW.
Correct.
Thank you.
So would that allow a business, for instance, like Donna runs River Forest Chocolates, would that allow her to start taking orders and walk outside the door, process a credit card on the sidewalk, and get off the merchandise?
Yes.
And is that effective immediately, or is that to be effective
the
next day or two?
Right. So the governor's order is effective May 1st. But again, a caveat, all this, we've seen it in a press release. I haven't seen the, chapter and verse official legal document that our attorney can review. I suspect that'll be coming down early next week.
Eric, do you know if they already approved this in Oak Park? Because I got a call from Oak Park Jewelers, and I can go pick something up and do it curbside and pay for it and stuff like that.
Yeah, Kyler, I'd have to go. You know, they would be under the same consideration for essential, non-essential. So, however, that's being designated. If it's not essential, they theoretically couldn't be open until May 1st.
Well, yes, my wife, definitely the jewelry store is essential. So I think,
fair enough.
It's a matter of opinion, I suppose.
This is Kathy. I'm sorry, I joined as well. So sorry to interrupt. But for Donna, Donna's open regardless because you're considered food and it's been open. You've been doing curbside. Is that correct, Donna?
Yes. But it's all contactless. I don't even see the people. Yeah.
Right. Exactly. And so as far as what Katie said is true, Eric is correct. That will be covered, no pun intended, would be covered under the governor's order that would take effect May 1st. But I just want to make sure we emphasize, because there might be some confusion. The order that I signed yesterday, there's two parts to it. The first part is for business and their employees must wear masks starting today. So if you walk into Jewel or into Fresh Thyme or to Whole Foods or any, or even a non-essential, well, essential business at this point, all employees should be wearing masks. So, and if they are not, then yes, we want to know that because we can't enforce it. Starting Tuesday, and after the board ratifies the second part of the executive order, starting Tuesday will then begin patrons or customers of those essential businesses. They must be wearing face covering.
Hey, Kathy, it's Bob.
Yes.
Just as an FYI, so as my employer is currently trying to staff and provide PPE to our restaurants. Have we given any direction or help to our local businesses on where to get this stuff? Because it's not as readily available, I don't believe, as people think right now.
I mean to jump in, but I've done about 50 of the loans Huntington's done more loans than anyone else. We're only doing clients. Chase didn't even take any. B of A is being sued. I know Forest Park has done some, but usually only for clients. So people are in a real pickle if they're, they don't, if they're not with a bank that's doing these loans.
No, Kyler, I was referring to the personal protection stuff, not the, the PPP.
I think PPP.
Too many PPPs going on out there.
We're clarifying too, the intent was facial covering because we don't want to take away PPE from healthcare staff. But you know, having handkerchiefs, having scarves, I've got one of the neat little numbers I picked up.
It provides
some protection from transmission from person to person. And if everyone's wearing it inside, it should keep our people safer.
Yeah. So just let me to just address Bob's question and in the groups. We'll give guidance on how to and where to get face coverings. Certainly, we're providing a starter kit, as Eric noted earlier, to some of all of our businesses that you know are required now to wear face masks or employees. As far as patrons and customers, certainly we have a hotline that we've been using since the beginning for our residents. If they want a cloth, a face covering, they can call the hotline. And then we encourage people to make them or use, as I think Lee said, a bandana, anything that covers the mouth and the nose. So we're going to try to communicate that pretty well, hopefully, that it hopefully isn't complicated. But as far as customers and patrons that visit our businesses, you know, hopefully they'll bring something with them. If they don't and they forgot something, then hopefully the employee could provide something. And that's what we're encouraging as well. So three things. Businesses should supply them to their employees, but we're going to give them a starter kit. Second, we're asking patrons and customers to wear them, bring their own, make their own, buy their own, or call our hotline. And then third, if they forget to bring a face covering, then hopefully the business can provide one.
Cassie, if we see violations of this, you know, what should we do? What should we tell people to do? Should we call 311?
Well, you know, that's a great question. I think we would hope that, you know, we all encourage people to wear face coverings. And, you know, we're trying not to make this punitive in any way. Our hope is to make this everyone conform. And, you know, and I think because now it's going to be statewide and not just village-wide, I think hopefully people will begin to understand this is the new normal. But at this point in time, I mean, if there's a real, real, real issue, certainly we can call police. But that would be the last option.
Kathy, I have a question. With the outreach to the businesses, are we also encouraging them to instruct their employees to wash their fabric-based masks each day before work?
I mean, of course, that would be common sense. But, yes, part of our communication should include, you know, wearing cloth masks can be cleaned and should be cleaned, you know, weekly, if not more. But I don't know if CDC has and we'll have to look into that, really, if they have a recommendation on how often to clean it.
I have a comment from Trustee Bachner, who was unable to get her audio working. She said, as a public comment from me, you can say that I'm very happy that you and the EDC took this up and that the River Forest is protecting its community and workers. Thanks, Erica. Any other public comments?
Can I just jump in here? This is Liz Holt from the chamber. It would be great to just get some of that information, you know, that I can, you know, put on our website and distribute to the members, at least, who are in River Forest. I know you've probably reached out to all of them, but for us to also be able to say if there's a business who needs that starter kit or they're having trouble finding masks, I know without a doubt any business that I've spoken to, essential or non-essential, because we're starting to speak to people about when things start to relax, they should, you know, make sure that they're ready to go when they can open their doors again. And overwhelmingly, we hear from everybody they can't get those masks. So, yeah, if you could let us get that information, then I can help to distribute it as well.
So you know, again, a lot of big companies like mine, we're dealing with the manufacturers. Mm-hmm. There's a local, a company in Chicago that's run by Dr. Willie Wilson, who some of you may or may not know. I think his company is Omar. And so I think if somebody could do some research to find out, you know, how to purchase from him, again, it's a local. I think he's in Bentonville, but I think he's, again, it's a local person that we could do some business with. So, oh, look what Donna's got.
So we use.
Any further comments before we move on to our next agenda item?
Liz, could I just ask you, is Oak Park doing a similar thing with this?
With respect to, with which part?
Wearing the mandatory wearing of the mask and all that.
Not as far as I've heard. No, I think they're, from the little bit that I know, I think that they're deferring to the governor's order. They haven't proactively, please, I haven't been on the news yet this morning. I haven't checked my email. but as far as I know, not yet, no.
Okay.
I mean, without a doubt, the conversation with regards to supplying any of the PPE, and I don't mean the full kit, but just, you know, the face coverings.
Yes.
You know, increasingly, you know, even yesterday I was speaking to somebody who does tutoring, you know, for kids, and, you know, she's definitely a non-essential business, but I said, you know, you've really got to start planning for when things relax. What does that mean, you know? And so make sure that you've got protocols in place. Make sure if kids are coming to your home, you've got something set up where you can be at least 6 feet apart. What does that mean for your technology, your screen sharing, live time, et cetera? And businesses, I think, like many of us, are just still grappling with where we're at. So the more that we can do the thinking for them, like where they can get the mask, like, you know, the technology side of things, the better they're going to be. I mean, you know, I've had so many conversations where I think, well, gosh, isn't this obvious? And people are just still so unsure about what the future holds. And funnily, I think it's those businesses that are the non-essentials. I feel like the essential businesses, you know, the food businesses sort of didn't get much downtime. They just kept going. And I think are almost a little bit ahead of the curve. It's those people that had to abruptly stop and had a bit too much time to navel gaze. They're not sure about how to reopen. So if anything, that's what we're trying to do, is help people to plan for when things relax and they can start to reopen.
So, Liz, what do you think about the idea of us planning something maybe a week out where we do a virtual meeting with those business owners? And Eric, perhaps you could participate too to help answer questions about, you know, what the new normal means for doing business in River Forest and hearing their concerns.
Yeah. I think that would be absolutely fantastic. I mean, the Chamber has already started doing, you know, Zoom gatherings and get-togethers, and every Tuesday at 2:00, we host a session for any business owner in any community, whether they're members or non-members or Oak Park or River Forest or not, where we're talking about COVID concerns. And starting next week, it will all be about recovery. And until we get some really clear direction from somebody, I don't know, in terms of what that means, we're just sort of having good conversations about it. The other thing that we're struggling with at the Chamber is there's so much that is sector specific. What you need to open up a retail location is so different than you do to reopen your massage clinic versus your whatever other situation. Some professional organizations seem to be very proactive in informing their businesses, you know, the Dental Association, et cetera. Other associations are really doing absolutely nothing. And we're finding a lot of those people turning to us saying, well, what does this mean? What do we do? And I mean, our chamber is not immune. We're down to a skeleton crew now. And so we're trying our best to be able to service as many people. But I think it's those broader conversations where we're going to get people's ideas and pull upon their backgrounds and connections to make this happen.
Yeah. This is Kathy. Lee, great suggestion. And yes, I think the village would love to, be able to host that with you, part of it, and the whole EDC is part of it. It's a great idea. Liz, I think what you said was absolutely true and you're spot on. And I think answering Donna's question regarding, has Oak Park done it or who hasn't done it, why we did it, why the village did it, and although it's only going to be, temporary for 5 days before or 4 days before the statewide ordinance kicks in, the reason we did it is because of just what Liz said. In order to really be ready to open up, and we haven't hit the peak apparently yet, and even if when we hit the peak, it's still going to be some time before any sense of normalcy occurs. If we all want to open up our businesses, we then have to consider two things, social distancing, and where you can't social distance, especially in stores and other places where it's a little bit crowded, face coverings are a must. So if we adhere to both social distancing and face coverings, then we can start seeing and hopefully getting the next round of businesses open up, like hair salons and massage parlors and all these other non-essential businesses. That's really the reason why River Forest took the lead in this, is to, one, for the safety and health of our community and the communities that surround us, and secondly, to begin the process of reopening up our businesses by saying, okay, if we can open up, we'll stay 6 feet apart, and we will cover our faces with masks so that we don't spread the COVID-19. So it's a positive thing, I think, the face coverings and the consistency of social distancing.
Kathy, I completely agree. I mean, it sets a precedent, and I think that's the most important thing. Anybody who thinks that we're going to go back to normal in any time soon, I think is sort of misled. And so what we're trying to do is tell every business that we talk to, things are going to be different, and they're going to be different for a long time. So please don't reopen your doors and think it's all going to be the same. So look, in an ideal situation, I would love to be telling people, when you want to put tape on your floor, and you want to put it 6 feet apart, use this kind of tape because the other kind of tape is going to mess up your floor. Another big thing, how do we even start talking about putting sneeze guards or, I don't know if they're called that now because they're so big, but, those sneeze guards around, the till area, and who should do that and who shouldn't do that. I know, just for everybody's understanding, I'm working a lot with there's a professional organization in Illinois. It's the Illinois Association of Chamber of Commerce Executives. So these are chambers from across Illinois who are meeting regularly, and we are sending, I don't want to quite say it's lobbying, we're sending suggestions to the governor's office regularly about, and for instance, with the stay-at-home order, we were sending a lot of information to them about our recommendations as to how, if it was to be extended, how some of the non-essential businesses could slowly be opened up. And with that is going to continue to be that sort of our wish list about how businesses can start to do business again, but obviously in a really safe manner.
Yeah.
Sorry, just a couple things. One, it might not be the worst idea if River Forest had a stockpile of those masks on the second floor that people could be directed to if they needed them. Because a lot of people do have a tough time finding them. There was mention of a company that has a lot. If we could buy some and just at least have some, at cost, that we could, you could go up there where you buy everything else. It just might be an idea to direct them that in that way.
Kyle, you mean a business?
No. I'm just saying the second floor of the city hall or whatever you might want to call it.
No, you mean a business needs face coverings or a resident needs one?
Residents or, but you know, so the business could direct the residents, proprietor, to City Hall to go buy them there.
We agree with you. Eric said that earlier. He said we will provide, and we have a hotline that they can call, and we can get one to them, either cloth or a surgical mask. Or you're right. You know, we can get one to them if they wanted one. You know, a resident. Yeah, and we're giving starter kits to all of our businesses. So I don't know how much is in a starter kit, maybe 20 or 50, 40. I don't know how many are you giving to each business.
Depending on the business. So Officer Ransom, who is our business affairs liaison, has been hitting a lot of the larger essential businesses in terms of communication. I would say anywhere between 2 to 3 times a week. So in terms of answering questions and having a dialogue with our essential business community, the big players, the grocery stores, et cetera, there's a continual and constant communication. And yes, when he hit the first round of businesses yesterday, the ones that we were passing out was a box of 50 masks. Some of them declined because they already had a supply. Others certainly embraced that and took that. So, yeah, we do have a supply here. If there's as Kathy pointed out, if there's a resident who needs something, we're going to coordinate with our senior response team and help them out. And if someone needed some other resources, we would certainly work in that fashion.
Hi, Eric. This is Erica Bachner. So theoretically, that box that you gave some of the essential businesses yesterday, that could be used for people who walk in, don't know about the order, and want a temporary face mask while they shop versus giving that to the employee then.
Yes, all the above. It could be used for the employees. It could be for a patron that came in. Correct.
Lee, I just wanted to clarify the numbers in terms of where River Forest stands. I've been tracking by zip code the number of test positives. And as of the 12th of this month, we had around 11 confirmed positive cases. And as of yesterday, we were at 19 cases. So we're a very, very low growth rate comparatively for Cook County. And one of the thoughts here that we should consider as we move on to the next item of business is, do we want to put some money into producing a video campaign to be able to feature our businesses and send the message that we're taking care of shoppers and employees here in River Forest? Because we have this opportunity, because we move first, to turn that into a positive, and it might actually help, you know, that money, if we put some money into that, it might actually help to bring in additional tax revenues. So that's something that I'd like for us to consider putting some money behind, and I'd love your feedback on that.
I have a question. If you do a video like this for a marketing campaign, where are you going to market it? How are you going to present it? And where is it going to be featured? Is it newspaper? Is it social media?
I think the ideal thing would be to probably work with the chamber. Liz, I think there were some marketing dollars out there that we might be able to get, but if we can produce a video clip that shows a dog groomer with, you know, a mask on, practicing safe hygiene, people, you know, making, you know, maybe Donna, people making chocolates, people at the auto shop, you know, walking in and reinforcing that we're being vigilant about this stuff. If we produce a short 2-minute little clip and then, you know, try to tap into some other spending resources to advertise on social media, we can target neighborhoods that have high infection rates and high vulnerable populations and run Facebook ads and the like. And my guess is a lot of the people, if we target people that are over 50 in adjacent communities with high infection rates, I bet you we'd get a pretty good return off that in terms of shoppers coming into River Forest.
So Nina, let me try to also answer the question. I think it's a great idea. Where we would, I think, distribute it is through the chamber, of course, And we have thousands of emails that we send out, you know, weekly e-newsletters. There's just hopefully people are getting them and reading them. We also, you know, do robocalls to try to get to everybody. So we have a pretty massive email list. So we would take that video and send it to our residents. That's what we would do. And hopefully, if the video is a good idea amongst the EDC, and that's up to you all, you know, I think it could, like Lee said, it could show how people are wearing them, why they're wearing them. I'm not sure I would put one on the dog, but, you know, but it would give, you know, a couple of minutes of snippets of why this is good and why not only River Forest is adhering to it, but now the state would be.
You've also got pretty much an unlimited, you know, number of social media outlets. I mean, we all participate in LinkedIn and Facebook and Twitter and things like that. And especially once you put it out, start putting it out there, it will spread in other ways. In addition to, like Kathy was saying about email blasts and putting it on the village website and the village Facebook pages and so forth. So there are multiple ways for it to get out there.
And this is Erica. There is a all-in campaign for Illinois. There might be some grant funding coming from the state to do this kind of thing that we may not be aware of yet to promote, you know, the safety around COVID-19.
I think, too, Kyler, to your earlier point about the masks, if we were able to procure several thousand non-medical grade disposable masks and get those into the retailers so that shoppers, you know, so that there's confidence that someone walking in, they'll have a mask if they don't have one, that could be a great marketing tool too, because people who don't have masks, they know they can come there and they can get a mask that might cost a dollar to buy, but that they have that, that would be, you know, I don't know if we can get it back in form of a mass tax or a bag tax or something like that, but having that availability to be there, even if we had to spend a few thousand dollars to get a supply of disposable, cheap, like wearable masks, could be a good investment.
No, we're going to need them over time. So,
it's a
good investment.
My only advice, I think, on that is that we can start them, but if somebody constantly forgets their mask and they're trying to go to the store, I mean, this is going to be a requirement across the state. So, you know, I don't know if it's incumbent upon River Forest to keep funding somebody that keeps forgetting their masks. I think the important part is we encourage them to make one, keep them in it, you know, their pocket or wherever they need to ensure that they, when they go to the store, they have it. I think that's the messaging that I'd like to see the EDC, maybe through the video or something, help us communicate, one, why this is important, second, you know, how you can, you know, why you should remember your, you know, scarf or face covering, you know, and why it's needed.
Kathy, I'm just looking forward to your call today. They've been coming in often and great. They've been excellent.
Well, thanks. We're struggling with this one because it's going to be, you know, it's a complicated situation given, you know, because it's a change. People are going to need to change. And I get it. It's unusual. I mean, I can't say how many times I went to a store, didn't have my face covering, and went back home to go grab it. That's not going to be, I mean, people are going to be frustrated. And you know, I do understand it. The governor understands it. Everyone understands it. But this is somewhat the new normal. And that's what I think we got to communicate to our businesses to encourage it, too, because I think some businesses are also not yet, you know, grasping the need for this. And I think if we can get the businesses to do that as well, I think it just will hopefully become somewhat normal.
So thank you, Kathy. John, it would be helpful if, you know, what I'm envisioning if we do this is putting together a 2-minute campaign that features Kathy, a number of the businesses, you know, maybe 9 different businesses where we do short little takes of, you know, someone washing the dog, someone going to shop for their garden, you know, buying buying gifts, whatever, but to feature a variety of businesses, showing them, you know, with their masks on, saying, you know, we're here, we've got you covered, come shop. And that type of campaign with a diverse group of businesses, and to try to get that out in the next week, even if we don't have money for ad spend on it, if we have that and we all share it on our social media, push it out through email lists, it could go viral, it could get us national attention and really help River Forest businesses that are trying to reopen. So do you have an idea of what you think something like that might cost to produce?
You know, it all just kind of comes down to time, how much time it takes for me to shoot it. If I end up spending one day or, you know, two partial days or three partial days or something like that. Let me think about that a little bit. And then the editing, I mean, it's not going to cost a fortune, but it's not a couple of $100. I mean, it's more.
Oh, yeah, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, it's probably, I mean, don't hold me to it, but, you know, a few $1,000 maybe.
It would be a great public interest thing, too, yeah, for you, if you were able to help us with it. I think.
I'd love to. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it might be a little less, might be, I don't see it being much more, but it might be somewhere, you know, in that range. I'd have to, again, it depends on how much time we end up spending. If we can do it pretty quickly, yeah, it could be a little bit less than that, but it's going to be a couple $1,000, you know.
I would like support if we could get allocation for $2,500 to produce this. If John could turn it around in a week, I think it would be great. I've worked with John on projects before, which is why I've called him in. I think many of you may know John as well. And I know that the time involved, he'll probably far exceed what he'd normally make on a project for that. But, you know, these are desperate times and we need to move fast. And if we do this quickly and get the video piece done, we can debate whether to spend money on pumping it in ads later, or we can just organically share the content out ourselves into email lists. Any thoughts or opinions on that?
I have been listening, and the conversation seems to focus right around just shopping clean in River Forest to our residents. I think I would be more inclined to, one, get Kathy and the entire board spaced appropriately with just the shop clean in River Forest, then less verbiage and have selected retailers, big and small, to say shop clean in River Forest. And we want to spread this out because we, particularly some of the larger stores, get patrons from the surrounding communities in all directions. Less verbiage, shop clean, River Forest, the whole board with Kathy, just keep the message very simple that this is a clean place to shop, and it's easier to put together in that format. And then the real trick is how to get it out of the immediate community and into our neighbors on all directions.
Thank you for that comment.
If I could also add, it would be lovely to also have imagery in whatever form, John, that you're going to do it, of businesses that are not only just shopping and restaurants. So there's just a whole other schwack of businesses that we want.
Kitchen cabinet makers.
That's exactly it. We want to have people feel confident to do business, any kind of business, in River Forest.
Even automotive, you got Cassidy Tire.
Absolutely. That's exactly it.
The key drop, you know.
Yep.
Anything we can talk about, like, you know, Donna, you talking about, you can call your order in and you don't even have to come in contact with me. Those type of stories are the things that will get people to come here. I think having the board involvement is great, but I think, you know, if we're only getting 10 unique shots out of John, because that's the driver of his cost, if he's going to shoot 10 segments of video that he edits, if we do the board, I think it should be Kathy and the board combined, because we don't want to run through and have just board member, board member, board member. We want the business featured because we're trying to get the people into the businesses.
Yeah, this is Carr Press. I also think it's a really good idea, anything that can help drive traffic and customers to
you know, our businesses and really featuring, you know, small or just business owners in general. And maybe at the end, we could have something that either has people go to our website where we have a page with some more information, but different ways with a little bit of a, you know, a call to action at the end of the video. But it, mm-hmm. I think just shows that we're proactive and getting ahead of things to the extent we can.
Is Shop Clean River Forest the theme, or is that
the theme? River Forest. Shop River Forest, we've got you covered to promote safety in River Forest. But I think, you know, there's a full trustee meeting Tuesday. What would be helpful is if the EDC could express support for this initiative, and then between, you know, hopefully now and Monday, we could get some structured proposal from you, John, so that the full board could consider whether or not to, you know, move forward with it. Is that... Does that sound agreeable to everyone?
Yes.
The board meets Monday, Lee.
Monday, I'm sorry. So, yeah. So really, if we could get something by Sunday, it just kind of lays out the scope of work.
I think, Eric, we would, if we would consider it on Monday, we would have to need it today. Is that correct?
Well, from what I'm hearing, Kathy, it sounds like the proposal would be within my spending authority. So I think what we could do is just report. Lee could dial in on Monday, report out. I would sense, if I was a betting man, that the board would support this. So I think it would be good just to get everyone's continued buy-in, which I expect, and just update the board on, you know, the EDC's recommendation.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
The board members that are on the call, we have I think we have a quorum of them here. Patty, Katie.
No, don't say that.
Kathy, yeah. Erica, Bob. What are your thoughts? Are all of you supportive of this?
Actually, Lee, thanks for bringing that up, Lee. We do have a quorum, so I'm going to instruct the board not to say anything. so we don't get into a sticky wicket here, but I... knowing my board, I think they would support something like this. So we'll hear from them on Monday.
We're coming up on 8:30. Do we need any formal vote recommendation on this, Eric? Or
I think so. I think it'd be appropriate, and if someone could make a motion in a second to you know, recommend endorsing a marketing campaign to support local businesses. In River Forest, and certainly John knows our community very well, and I think he'll put together a very good proposal that we can move forward on. So if we get a motion and second on that, we could vote on that.
I move that the Economic Development Commission support a safe shopping recommendation to the Village Board.
Specifically to hire Griffin and Stebbing at a rate of $2,500 to help produce a 2-minute video commercial.
Yeah,
you put the number together, and I didn't hear any.
Yeah, I would just say let's just support
other
the
comments.
Support the campaign at this point.
We'll leave numbers out to support recommending
Correct.
A campaign.
Agreed. Yeah.
Restate that.
Right. I don't want to box John into a corner. John's always been John has also done our HPZ videos in the past and has been very fair and equitable in his rates. But I certainly don't want to put him on the spot too much and give him a little flexibility.
And I also add that if it is a full campaign, the video would only be one portion, so that I would expect that there would be graphic design situation in there as well to appropriately brand the whole thing.
Yeah, John handles the you know, John's professional expertise is in the video components of things. We do have local graphic designers and stuff as well that we could engage too, but I think the thought would be we would start at least with the video first.
Right. Okay.
Do you want to try restating that motion, please?
All right, I'll try. here, Bob, I'll make the motion for you, and you can say so moved. It'll be a motion to endorse a River Forest business marketing campaign to promote safe shopping in town.
So moved.
Second.
Third.
All right, you've got a motion and a second on the floor.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, passes. Okay, any other business before we move to adjournment? Well, I want to thank everyone here for waking up early and getting on Zoom, especially all the board members that jumped into it. It was nice to have such an inclusive meeting. And Kathy, I want to thank you for your leadership on getting ahead of this and helping our businesses to be more ready to get back into business. So that's really important.
Well, you're welcome, but I've got one concern. If John's going to video me, you know, and no hair salons are open, well, you might have to rethink that.
I have a hair makeup person on call 24 hours.
Oh, good. Then I'm all in, John. Because right now it doesn't look good.
It would be interesting, too, if we could get into a salon to shoot a video. I understand they can't actually cut hair in the salon, but featuring those businesses getting in the video, even though they're not open yet, would be important as well as part of that.
But will they be getting May 1st? What is the ruling on that?
I think it's going to be released over time as a governor. You know, he's going to slowly release a wheel, but, you know, by the time the video starts hopping around, showing someone, you know, cleaning their equipment, wearing a mask, projecting that, the imagery of safety, I think, is important. Even a chiropractor, chiropractors are essential. They're open. So, you know, that's another type of business we can feature, but we'll work through that later.
Yeah. Okay.
Let's see, it's 8:24.
Could I just make one comment?
Sure.
So I've been open through all of, well, I was closed for a week, but then I reopened, and I've been doing that. I started an online business and the contactless delivery and that, but I just want to mention and thank the village for the support of me through all of this. And you guys probably don't know this, but as a small business, the village has reached out to me at least once a week to see how it's going, see if we need anything, see what we can do. So as a small business, I'm very appreciative. I share that with everyone I know. And I think by doing this, the village once again is really stepping up to help businesses in this town. And I can't communicate that enough. I tell everyone, I know other towns don't always do this, but I've been doing this for 9 years, and every step of the way, I'm very grateful how River Forest is always behind their businesses and doing whatever they can to support them. And this is just another great example of River Forest doing that. And I thank everyone at the village. That's all.
Thank you, Donna.
Thank you, Donna. I second that. This is Reagan from Good Earth. I'm exactly in line with your thoughts. Thank you for saying that. Hopefully true.
Reagan, are you open now?
Yes, we are.
Good. I'm going to be by this weekend.
Oh, thank you very much. We have face masks available if you don't have one.
I got one.
This is Tim Brown.
Tyler's got a busy weekend ahead of him.
Yeah, always.
I think, Donna, to your point, and I think, Lee, the idea is good. I think messaging is very important in this, and I think it isn't just about, hey, come shop here. It's almost like, you know, leveraging the pandemic. I think we also want to get out the message that we're very proactive with the businesses. And I do think that's a good point. Not just we want revenue, but we're for the safety of the employees, the businesses. We're going, you know, we're doing what we can to safeguard our businesses first and foremost and their employees. And in doing so, we have a safe environment. I mean, I think messaging is going to be very important. And Bob, I agree, he's got very clear. I think 2 minutes may be too long, but I think hard hitting. So those message points, I think, got to be crafted carefully that it isn't just come shop, but we're doing all these things. And I think that validation from Donna is fantastic. Put that in the video.
Hey, guys. Just a thought, by the way, just to keep in mind with these videos, there's nothing that says we can't do, you know, 3 or 4 different video clips.
Just one of them.
You know, 20 seconds long or something,
mm-hmm.
Different kinds of businesses and stuff. So, yeah, I would agree that, you know, we instead of thrown them all into one video, have different ones, and then, you know, kind of roll them out however you want to release them. But it gives you some variety. It allows you to feature different people. We could do quick hits on a bunch of different types of businesses, and it avoids the, you know, kind of repetitive, still looking at the same images. There's no reason we can't do, you know, I'd prefer to do 4 or 5 15-second videos or 20-second videos than 1 2-minute video.
Yep, that sounds good.
Yeah, so.
Especially with the salons, if we shoot the salon video, we might want to wait to roll that one out after people can shop.
Right, and they can always be updated, you know, so that's, we have the power to do that.
If there's no further business, I'll accept a motion to adjourn.
So
I think the PPP new round just got approved for funding, by the way, speaking of small businesses.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. Great. Liz, we should connect offline sometime soon.
That would be great.
Great. Thanks, Liz. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
All in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Great. Thanks, all.